Good morning and welcome to Shattering Myths, a program devoted to the most vital segment of our society. To those of you who know that there is something troubling, even destructive, about the institutions which are influencing our society, influencing nations and the world, whether they be religious or political, media or military, even economic. We realize that these massive and maniacal contrivances are the problem. They are not the solution. So instead of trying to rearrange the color of the deck chairs on our sinking Titanic of state, our mission here in Shattering Myths is to scour the news, looking behind the headlines, so that we come to know who is causing the tragedies that are besieging our planet and understand why they are doing so, all while predicting how their ill-advised and inappropriate schemes will influence our world. Typically, during our second hour, we turn to God and try to engage with Him based upon His terms through evidence and reason. But today, I'm going to devote both hours to dispelling the myth of global warming. I'm going to do so because the myth of global warming is one of the most pervasive in our society. And if we can, through a review of science, demonstrate that it is a complete lie, then perhaps more people will be willing to question other lies that permeate our society. There are very few deceptions that are being circulated worldwide as massive as the myth of global warming. We are constraining our use of energy sources. We are constraining our use of vehicles and transportation. We are constraining our economies. We are transferring massive sums of money from one nation to another, all under the auspices that man is causing the earth to warm and that the earth's warming trend is catastrophic to our planet and to our future. So when we demonstrate that man has nothing to do with this current warming trend, and that it is part of 600-year cycles that have existed as far back as we can measure, then, if you recognize how many politicians, how many people in the media, how many folks in academia are uniformly conspiring to promote this lie and influence your life, destroying economic growth, constraining your movements, stealing your money, all to promote this lie, hopefully you'll be willing to consider other lies that are equally as destructive. Perhaps you'll be willing to consider the lie that is promoted by religion, that the Torah is a set of laws that we are told to obey, when there is no Hebrew word for obey, and the Torah is the Hebrew word for teaching and guidance. Maybe you'll dispel the myth that Jesus died for your sins, no matter how many times your pastor or priest tells you so. God cannot die. Perhaps you'll wake up and recognize that there is no global war on terrorism, that terrorism is nothing but a tactic. It's not an ideology. It's not a religion. It's not a group of nations or a single nation. And you can't declare war on a tactic. Perhaps you'll wake up to the realization that the propaganda and the patriotic myth that militaries provide your freedom is the antithesis of what is actually true. Perhaps through this review, you'll come to realize that there is no reason to stop burning fossil fuels. There's no reason to constrain economic development based on the notion that man is responsible through industrialized development and the burning of fossil fuels for the rise of temperatures on our planet. Yesterday, as we were reviewing this myth, I made the following statement. If there was a prolonged period during the past 1,000 years when global temperatures can be shown to have been as high or higher than they are now, then, even if temperatures are rising, it is not a result of the industrial age or the burning of fossil fuels, but instead part of the natural phenomenon influencing our planet. And similarly, If there was a prolonged period of global cooling during the past 1,000 years, especially one set between periods of global warming, then the current trend, if indeed one exists, must be attributed to celestial cycles and environmental factors and not to a change in human activity. And in fact, the reality of a medieval warming period was first discovered by Hubert Lamb. He was a paleoclimatologist in the 1960s. He did so, as we discussed yesterday, from botany research and corresponding meteorological studies. He discovered not only a portion of the medieval warming period from 1000 to 1100 CE, which isn't his entirety, but certainly it occurred during that period, but also discovered an aspect of the Little Ice Age, which spanned a larger period of time than what he recognized, but at least he realized that the Little Ice Age existed during 1500 to 1700 CE. The combination of these two global climactic events, one warm, the other cool, completely destroy the anthropogenic global warming myth, which is being promoted today, to which the world is being homogenized, to which man is being controlled and fleeced. Climate change is, as it has always been, mankind's energy requirements are largely extraneous to these changes. The truth is that during the past 15 years, while the myth of man-made global warming has been promoted, actual scientists have been able to prove that over the past 3,000 years, there have been six distinct periods where the planet has been cool or warm, and that these alternating periods of cold and hot have lasted an average of 600 years, no longer than 700 years, no less than 350 years, with the previous period that the Earth has just emerged from, now known as the Little Ice Age, which endured approximately 600 years. The warm period before it has become known as the medieval warm period. And the cold period was called the Little Ice Age. However, this view, this realization, has been questioned by researchers at the IPCC, particularly in their first report in 1990. This is the Intergovernmental Panel for Climate Change that is sponsored by the United Nations. It is an outgrowth of the CRU, or the Climate Research Unit, that was established in the early 1970s in England. They claimed that the medieval warm period around 1000 CE, which they say was not a global event, and the Little Ice Age, which ended only in the middle of the 19th century, had nothing to do and is irrelevant to the current warming period. In their third assessment report in 2001, they summarily dismissed this research by saying, current evidence does not support globally synchronous periods of amalgamous cold or warmth over this time frame. And the conventional terms of Little Ice Age and medieval warm period appear to have limited utility in describing trends in hemispheric or global mean temperature changes in the past century. Every word, and that's end quote, every word of that was a lie. So the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which has recently met and has reasserted their claim that man is responsible for global warming, they dismiss 3,000 years of climate change on this planet by stating that two of those events, the medieval warm period and the Little Ice Age, were not global. Now we're going to review evidence, absolute proof, that they were global. We are going to review absolute proof that the IPCC lied when they say that it was not a synchronous period of either cold or warm, when in fact the opposite is true. As a matter of fact, those periods are part of 600-year cycles that we're going to show not just to the medieval warm period and the Little Ice Age. We're going to chronicle and prove six periods. One during the height of the Greek Empire, a cool period. One during the height of the Roman Empire, a warm period. One during the time called the Dark Ages, another cool period. Followed by the medieval warm period, followed by the Little Ice Age. We will go through all of them and show how these cycles were in fact global, how they influenced the world in very substantial ways, how the evidence for them is ubiquitous and undeniable, and how they, more than anything else, explain the fact that we are now entering a warming period, having nothing to do with human activity and absolutely nothing to do with the burning of fossil fuels. Everything that has been reported by the IPCC is a lie, one designed to homogenize people worldwide, to control them, and to fleece them. Let's begin. A radiocarbon dated box core and the Sargasso Sea. Now, you'd say, all right, radiocarbon just tells you the timing of the demise of animal or plant life. A box core is when you cut into a sediment layer and you analyze the timing of it, and then you analyze the nature of what you find. The Sargasso Sea is a really an interesting place. The Sargasso Sea is where four of the Earth's fiercest, most massive currents come together to create an intermixed sea of life from the southern and northern hemisphere, from the western and eastern Atlantic Ocean. We'll return to what they discovered. Good morning. Welcome back to Shattering Myths. We're analyzing issues surrounding the myth of man-made global warming. We turn to the first bit of research. It is radiocarbon dated core from the Sargasso Sea. The Sargasso Sea is kind of the western periphery of it, would be Bermuda. It's bounded on the west by the Gulf Stream, on the north by the North Atlantic Current, on the east by the Canary Island Current, which comes off of Spain, and on the south by the North Atlantic Equatorial Current. It comes off of the west coast of Africa. And collectively, in this area, you have a great amount of concentration, if you will, of life, and the life that is brought into this region from a wide swath of the planet. Well, when they radiocarbon dated the box core from the Sargasso Sea, what they found was that the temperature was approximately 2 degrees Fahrenheit cooler than it is today, approximately 400 years ago, during the Little Ice Age. And it was also approximately 2 degrees cooler 1,600 years ago, and what we will learn was the Dark Ages cool period. It was also, they found, 1 degree Celsius, or 2 degrees Fahrenheit, warmer than it is today, 1,000 years ago, during the medieval warm period. So what they found right under our noses is that about 1,000 years ago, during the medieval warm period, Earth's temperatures were 1 degree warmer than they are today. 1 degree Celsius, 2 degrees Fahrenheit, warmer than they are today. Prior to the burning of fossil fuels or the Industrial Age, warmer than they are today. And they also found the emergence of the the Little Ice Age, as well as the cooling period known today as the Dark Age cool period. All from these cores radiodated to these time periods. This radiocarbon analysis of sediments in one of the most telling regions on our planet, where four of the Earth's strongest currents merge, right under the noses of European and American scientists, demonstrates two massive climate cycles from cool to warm and from cool to warm again, with the three completed cycles during that period lasting an average of 600 years. And as we shall discover, we are approximately 163 years into a 600-year warming period, having little to do with man's activities and absolutely nothing to do with the burning of fossil fuels. In a moment, we'll identify and set a timeline for each of these four global climatic cycles of warm or cool planet, in addition to citing two more. Now, using the sediment samples from Puerto Rico, the Gulf Coast, and the Atlantic Coast from Florida to New England, a set of researchers headed by Mann in 2009 found consistent evidence of a peak in North Atlantic tropical cyclone activity during the medieval warm period, followed by a subsequent lull in activity, which we now know is the Little Ice Age. Mann's research not only verified the medieval warm period, but also its terminus, which we call the Little Ice Age. Through retrieval and isotope analysis of marine cores and the examination of mollusk growth patterns from Iceland, Patterson et al. Was able to reconstruct a mollusk growth record at the decadal resolution level from the Roman warm period. So the Roman warm period precedes the Dark Ages cool period, which precedes the medieval warm period, which precedes the Little Ice Age. So you're getting a view here. So you've what this particular study did, Patterson et al., was discover that there was a Roman warm period. They assigned that Roman warm period to 250 BCE to 450 CE. That's approximately 700 years in duration. That was followed by a cooling period, their research found. That was the Dark Ages cooling period from approximately 450 to 900 CE, lasting about 450 years. That was in turn followed by a medieval warming period of 900 to 1250 CE, lasting 350 to 450 years. Subsequently followed by the Little Ice Age of 1250 CE to 1850 CE, lasting 600 years. We find further documentation for the Roman warm period being provided by a historian. His name is Theophrastus. He wrote around 287 BCE, which would be the onset of the Roman warm period, that the date trees, the variety of trees known as date trees, could grow in Greece if planted, but they could not set fruit. Now, this is the same situation that exists today and suggests that southern Greece, the Aegean Sea area, the mean summer temperatures found in the 4th century BCE was within a degree of modern-day temperatures. This and other literary fragments from this time confirm that the Greek climate during that period was basically the same as it is today, right around 2010 CE, according to this particular article written 3 years ago. It goes on to speak of dendrochronological, now dendrochronological evidence is tree ring dating, from wood found at the Parthenon shows a variability in climate in the 5th century BC, which we would call BCE, before the Common Era, resembling the modern pattern of variation. In other words, the tree rings from Italy and Greece in the late 3rd century BCE indicate a period of mild conditions in the area at the time, for example, that Hannibal crossed the Alps with elephants, showing that the Earth has returned to the same temperature profile that it was at during the height of the Roman Empire. Further proof of the Roman warm period, which was first coined as a term in 1995 in the doctoral thesis and has been published in the scientific journal Nature, was published in 1999, is that we find in pollen a high-resolution pollen analysis of a core from Galicia. Galicia is a an area in western Spain, concluded that in 2003 that the warm period lasted from approximately 250 BCE to approximately 450 CE in northern Iberia. Glaciers have also shown testimony of this. A 1986 analysis of alpine glaciers concluded that the 100 CE to 400 CE period was significantly warmer than the immediately preceding and following periods. In other words, the preceding period, which does not currently have a scientific name, but coincides perfectly with the Grecian Empire, so I call it the Greek Cool Period, and the period that followed the Roman warm period, which is the cooling period of the Dark Ages, is in fact found in the advancement and retreating of alpine glaciers. You know, when you talk to a, you attempt to talk to a eco advocate today, and you tell them global warming is a myth. That while the Earth's temperature may have shown some signs of warming in the early part and the middle part of the 20th century, that it is simply part of coming out of the little ice age, and it has nothing to do with man. They will always point to glacial retreating, and they will show that around 1850 that the glaciers existed at lower levels than they do today. And they say, well, if there is no global warming, then how do you explain the retreat of glaciers? Well, if you look at these 600-year periods going from the Greece cool period to the Roman warm period to the Dark Ages cool period to the medieval warm period to the Little Ice Age, which ended approximately 1850. Almost all of the pictures show the maximum extent of the glaciers at the end of the Little Ice Age, around 1850. And of them retreating now that we're emerging from the Little Ice Age. That is the explanation. It has nothing to do with the burning of fossil fuels, as has been advanced by Al Gore et al. And they know, by the way, that is the truth. They just don't want to deal with the facts. They are religious zealots. You know, it's the same as if you can tell a Christian that you can prove conclusively that Paul was a false prophet, but they can't process that information. These echo evangelists know, in fact, that the explanation for the glacial advancement and retreat is part of 600-year cycles and the fact that we are now emerging from the Little Ice Age. But they can't process that because they're unwilling to do so. So when the Intergovernmental Panel for Climate Change said that these trends had nothing to do with the change in glacialization, they were lying, and they know they were lying. And that's their principal peg on the wall that they hang their whole thesis, is on the retreating of glaciers. Because you can show a picture of where glaciers were circa 1850 and where they are today, and you can show a retreat, so you can say, proof of global warming. That's only proof of the reoccurring themes. that have cycled through Earth over the 600-year periods over the last 3,000 years. Deep ocean sediments have also proven the Roman warm period, a 1999 reconstruction of ocean current patterns based upon the granularity of deep ocean sediments concluded that there was a Roman warm period that peaked around 150 CE. The mollusk shell analysis that we've spoken of and oxygen isotopes found in the mollusk shells in the Icelandic inlet concluded in 2010 that this region experienced an exceptionally warm period from 230 BCE to 40 CE. So now, while we have reviewed the scientific evidence for the Roman warm period, what about this period known as the Dark Ages cool period, which preceded the medieval warm period and was preceded by the Roman warm period? Well, the Dark Ages cold period was documented by McDermott in 2001. He found proof of it in North Atlantic cores and stalagmites in Ireland. Jiang, in 2002, corroborated his research, finding proof in high-resolution core samples extracted off the coast of the Icelandic shelf. Castagnoli, in 2002, also verified the existence of the Dark Ages cool period by analyzing sediment samples extracted from the Gallipoli Terrace of the Gulf of Toronto. The Gulf of Toronto and the Gallipoli Terrace is, as you might have assumed by the name, in the Ionian Sea between Italy and Greece. It showed the transition from the Dark Ages cool period to the medieval warm period. We then turned to Desperate. Desperate, in 2003, published that in the western Iberian Peninsula, that would be western Spain, in the Vigo Ria estuary, which is on the coast of western Spain, they proved the existence of the Dark Ages cool period with pollen analysis of sediment cores. So you can see all of these different methods all coming to exactly the same conclusion. But beyond this, in the Desperate study that was released and published in 2003, this group was also able to ascertain that over the past 3,000 years, there was an alteration of three relatively cool periods and three distinct global warm periods, each averaging about 500 years in duration. The cold period, that they found and documented, was a cold period from about 975 to 250 BCE. I've labeled that the Greek cool period because it coincides with the rise and fall of Greece from about 1000 BCE during its rise onto the planet in terms of its influence to 146 BCE when Greece was conquered by Rome. So it's a period of time where Greece was the prominent civilization on Earth. So cold period, 975 BCE to 250 CE. During a cold period, you really have to be more sophisticated to survive. And the fact that Greece is surrounded by water, that there's many islands in Greece, and that it is the southern part of Europe, would have given Greece an advantage over civilizations that were further north or more landlocked than Greece, for example, because of the fact that they prospered during a cool period. The warm period that followed is the Roman warm period. It began approximately 250 BCE and continued through 450 CE, which is almost coterminous with its fall. A cold period followed, known as the Dark Ages, from 450 CE of the Common Era to 950 CE. It lasted about 500 years. The two previous periods, the cold period that corresponds to the Greek influence over the world, 725 years. The warm period, which is the Roman warm period, about 700 years in duration. The cold period that followed, which is the Dark Ages cool period, 500 years in duration. Then we followed with the medieval warm period, which we're verifying now, began about 950 of the Common Era through 1250 of the Common Era. Some say 1350, so it lasted 300 to 400 years. This was followed by a absolute proven cold period, which we have begun emerging from, that's known as the Little Ice Age, that began between 1250 and 1350 of this era, and concluded sometime between 1850, 1875, some say as late as 1900, and therefore lasted about 600 years. During this cold period, we also have been able to document a Maunder minimum, which is a prolonged sunspot minimum that was most extreme from 1645 to 1715, which happened to be the coldest period of the Little Ice Age, which tells us that it is the sun's activity which plays the greatest role in the temperature of the Earth. We, therefore, have begun a warm period. Whether that warm period began in 1850, 1875, 1900, or 1925 is questionable depending on what part of the globe you live. But the Little Ice Age has ended. We're beginning a 500 to 600-year warm period, and we are approximately 100 years into it. We will return it with more evidence for these cycles when Shattering Myths returns in a moment. Returning to our study of the conditions that have been ascertained by scientists, particularly scientists who have published over the last 10 to 15 years, providing copious amounts of research using all manner of methods, have shown that, in fact, the Earth has endured a continual cycle of cool to warm periods lasting an average of 500 to 600 years over the last 3,000 years, and that the alternation between warm and cool periods has been global, that the temperature changes during the cool periods can be as much as 4 to 6 degrees below norm, and that the temperatures during the warm periods can be 2 or 3 degrees Fahrenheit above the norm, and that it is normal for the Earth to go through these periods. And therefore, to take evidence from a slice of time from approximately 1950 to 1998 to say that the Earth warmed a fraction of a degree, and to say that this is because of human activities, the industrial age, and the burning of fossil fuels, is to ignore an ocean of evidence to the contrary. We have Al calling in from Tampa, and has a comment on Mount Everest. Hello, Al. Welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Yada?
Good.
Something I watched years back, and I've definitely felt along the same lines as what you're saying, is pretty much all hype and fear-mongering, but I believe it was some type of 60-minute show. I didn't do my homework to find the name of this guy, but I believe it was a photographer that has taken photographs of Mount Everest from the late 1800s, and I believe his family kind of continued. And even watching that, they showed a timeline. This is all pre-industrial. You can see the snow, the glaciers on the top of the mountain slowly receding, melting.
Right.
And, I mean, right there, it's in front of our face. a lot of the evidence is, and, you know.
Yeah, it's evidence, though, not of man-made climate change, which is what the crazy folks will tell you. And by the way, it's, you know, this is something that's being taught ubiquitously in schools around the world. It's being taught ubiquitously in proclaimed ubiquitously in the media, and it's being picked up by the overwhelming preponderance of liberal politicians, whether they be socialist, communist, or just left-leaning politicians that want to collect of the world. It is being used to homogenize people so that there can be the advent of a one-world control system over them. It's being used to redistribute funds from those who have been productive to those who are not productive. And it's being used to constrain and control people's lives. And there's very few things as pervasive or as controlling as has been the outgrowth of this myth of man-made global warming. So, yes, we have lots of evidence since around 1850 that glaciers and ice buildup have diminished, have retreated. But 1850 just happens to be the terminus of the Little Ice Age, one of these 500 to 600 year periods, and we are entering a warm period. What we have found is that there are countless periods of similar length going back now 3,000 years where the glaciers did exactly the same thing, where they advanced and they retreated. It does not prove and does not have any correlation whatsoever to the industrial age or the burning of fossil fuels, which is the entire basis of the myth of man-made global warming.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have any thing on this so-called Planet X?
No, don't have any research on that. I'll be glad to look into it in a future program. When we turn to the second hour of Shattering Myths today, I do want to continue with the absolute proof that man-made global warming is a myth. We'll return after the news and commercial break.